This is about Jovan Pulitzer's kinematic artifact auditing. I'll explain what that is, and I'll explain why it's important. There's a picture of George on the left-hand side of this chart, and a picture of Jovan Pulitzer on the right. George, the George Show, he calls Bob Behizzy, is on YouTube. If you go to YouTube and you do a search on Behizzy, B-E-H-I-Z-Y, you'll get all of Behizzy's YouTube presentations. He's fantastic. You should go there just to be amused. He's really got some entertaining presentations with some pretty neat people. Behizzy agrees that Pulitzer should be the one to audit the ballots. You know, Pulitzer is the father of scan commerce. He's well over 80 patents. 12 businesses has been started by him. Not all of them are in operation right now, but he's been there. He's created over 1,300 jobs. And if you looked kinematic artifacts up in the book, you would see, quote, strong refraction of waves in a mitigation velocity model revealing kinematic artifacts, which are coherent events not corresponding to actual reflectors, onto the image of volumes produced by pre-stacked depth mitigation applied to every one of the data bins. Now, that doesn't mean too much to me. It may mean something to you, but it means a whole lot to Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. That's his business. He can tell by doing a kinematic artifact audit whether the ballot was produced in China or Idaho. He can tell whether it's ever been folded or not. He can tell whether a machine has filled in the choices or not. There's just hundreds of minute details that he picks up microscopically on the ballots in a patented scan that he invented, and he can tell you precisely whether the ballots are legitimate or not legitimate. And it scares the hell out of the people that are trying to hide something. We believe that Jovan's audit will decide the election, whatever it is. If he says it's good, tell you what, most people I know will sign up for that. We'll go back and sit back in our easy chair and have a glass of tea. Now, Behizzy had David Jose as a guest. And I have a little clip here I'm going to play so you can hear for yourself. David Jose is a really good guy from Arizona. And he works with people like Liz Harris and Josh Barnett. And they have an action plan to get the Arizona audit running. Josh Barnett, by the way, is a candidate for the Congress out in Arizona. The Arizona Senate issued subpoenas to the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, basically, and said, you are to give the ballots to the Senate for an audit. And they ignored it. So the subpoenas, and by the way, that the person that ignored it was Jack Sellers, who's the chairman of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. So the Senate sued them to have the subpoena honored, and a judge by the name of Timothy Thomason ordered it to be done. The Board of Supervisors then agreed to turn over the ballots to the Senate and House for the audit. Well, the Senate and the House have been deciding just recently on what kind of forensic audit that they would like to choose. And they have quite a list of people that have put their hat in the ring and want the job. One of them is Cyber Ninjas from Florida. And there are a lot of controversies surrounding the head guy of Cyber Ninjas, and it's not clear that they would select that, but there's some connection there. And then comes Josh and Liz and David, and they're wanting everybody to pay attention. And as a result, they have done a lot of activities in that area with regard to the Arizona Constitution. And what they have done basically is issued orders, if you will, to the Senate and the House to select Joe von Pulitzer as their auditor, as their forensic auditor. And there's a lot of pushback. And what I'm going to play for you right now is a little clip of Behizzi's interview with David Jose. And it's fascinating. It's David explains what they've been doing out in Arizona and where they are currently. This is the last few days. And I'm really impressed with these guys, and I think you will be too. Here they are.
Dave Jose is here. Dave.
Hello, kind sir. How are you?
Good, good, good. I need to change this thingy here to connect to my headphones, but okay, I think it just connected. So tell us a little bit about this Arizona audit without getting my channel deleted.
Okay, so I have some stuff that is some of that stuff, like I told you guys before, behind the scenes, quiet, kind of secret, but a lot of people take action stuff. And the only reason I wanted to jump in and show this to you guys is because remember I've been telling you guys about, as a people, our job is to instruct the legislature, instruct our representatives.
Do you want me to share the document?
Yeah, so I sent you the document so you guys could have real firsthand knowledge of exactly what Josh Barnett, myself, one of the ex-senators, assistant, and tons of other people did. Now, we had an issue with the idea of all this maladministration and different things that happened during the time of the AUDIT. Mm-hmm. So following the law, we come in and we take action. So the first thing we did was start to get people to make the right type of affidavits to give to the legislature. So when they make a decision on doing something, they know 100% about the bad things that happen. So it's what's called misprison of felony. If somebody did some things that could be a felony, and we give you an affidavit showing you these things happened, and then you make a decision not to audit, you could be part of the problem and go to jail too. Right. So anytime government officials are making mistakes or doing things wrong or not trying to take action, the way that we deal with them is that we serve them notice so they know what the law says. So I wanted to give you this so you could have a real life example of what was done, who it was sent to, and you have an idea who it was sent from. Now, we know who's doing the audit now. Mm-hmm. We ain't all talking about it, but we know. And what you're going to find in this document is going to tell you that we ordered them and told them exactly who they were going to use for the audit, and we didn't ask.
Okay.
So, go ahead.
Do you want me to read this?
Yes, sir. You could just start from the top if you want to. And I don't want to take up too much time on the show. I just wanted people to see a real life example just so they could get an understanding when they say, what's these notices y'all talking about?
Right, right. This notice is presented to you, Karen Fan and Rusty Bowers, that you may provide due care to me as one of the people as seen in Article 2, Section 2 of the Arizona Constitution as seen below. Text of Section 2, political power, purpose of government. All power is inherent in the people. and government derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. I love when you say we have all the power. I just love it, man.
It's the truth.
Nah, you're a male Beyonce. All the single ladies, all the single. Yeah.
God told us to have the D word over everything, control over everything. So as a people, we have control and power, and that's what they want out of our minds. But notice when Josh Barnett and I and these other people talk to them through notice, we don't talk to them like we belong to them. We don't talk to them like they're our leaders. We talk to them like daddy is home, and now we're going to go ahead and let you know how to handle business, right?
Okay. All right. So all political power is inherent in the people, and governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed and are established to protect and maintain individual rights. Please take notice that you swore to protect and maintain the individual rights of the people, not to protect any other entities nor public officials who may oppose the people. Please take notice that notice to agent is notice to principal, and notice to principal is notice to agent. Therefore, it is my wish for you to present this notice to all other members of the Senate and House. Well, just explain this part. Notice to...
So one of the maxims of law is if you are a principal, and I put this in the document, you have to give all the people up under you notice. And if I give your lowest person in your business a notice, all the people up the chain all the way to the principal are considered served and got notice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So in order for us to hold you accountable, we first got to give you notice like the Bible says. So if you have a fault, tell people before you hold them to what they did wrong.
Ah, okay. I just added your link in the description for people to check it out. So basically you're saying, I'm just letting you know this so you can let other people know this.
And you make sure you protect my rights. Don't step. Okay. This is my toe. Don't step on it. Right? Okay.
Yeah. So please take notice that all legislative body members, as well as the Board of Supervisors, are bound by the Constitution of Arizona. I love the word bound because it's almost like they're locked up.
That's right.
Actually what it is.
You're 100% right. So notice the Bible talks about a bond servant. A bond deals with being bound, right? So when somebody says, I'm not a bond servant, we've never been slaves to these people. We never served any man. Well, when you sign up for your job in the state, it's a trust indenture where you swear by oath to be bound by everything you say.
Right. Okay. So as a public official, you swore that the Declaration of Rights of Arizona as provisions of the Constitution are to be mandatory as seen in the Declaration of Rights below. The provision of this Constitution are mandatory unless by express words they are declared to be otherwise. Okay. Free and equal selections. All selections shall be free and equal. No power, civil or military, shall any time interfere to prevent the free exercise of the right to suffrage. Well, demonic voting company did, that's for sure. Please take notice that part of the people's process of free and equal selection is to know every person elected had the most legal votes, which requires a right of the people to know that no illegal ballots were counted, guaranteeing audits. So that you're basically saying, or what this notice is saying is that, hey, the Constitution says we are afforded or given this by God, free and fair selections, and that the person that wins must have the most legal. I've listened to all these live shows you've done. They must have the most legal based on the Constitution.
So and they already swore to it.
Right. They already swore to make sure that happened. And it's the people's right to make sure that they know that every legal vote was counted, guaranteeing audits, right?
Now, this is the problem. So most people are arguing, I think the machine may have done wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to argue that. I think I might find something. I don't give a darn if I find something or not. All I care about is Article 7, Section 7 says the person with most legal votes. So now we're going to look to see who had the most legal votes, because y'all didn't look at every vote. So because of that, I have a right to do this, and we're not going to argue about it, right?
Okay, right. So let's keep reading. So this is a reference to Arizona section. Oh man, wait. So, are you a lawyer? I just
no, sir, not at all.
So you know almost every state's constitution. You can quote their sections.
Well, but many of them I've studied because I've helped people in those states to fight and open up their entities with Josh Barnett. So Josh right. Barnett pushed me over the edge. I helped Josh Barnett open his entity as a PMA and fight the GOV. They didn't have to wear masks anymore. No mandates, no nothing. They get on TV. They work out in front of the governor. He tags the governor on Twitter, right? That's what Josh does. And he laughs every time. He's like, hey, Governor Ducey, watch this. And he's lifting weight and all the people near each other with no mask. And they're just laughing because we sent the notice to the governor like this. So the governor knows we're doing it. We sent it to the police. We sent it to the sheriff. And they all know what we're doing. But they know they can't mess with us because we're hitting them with their own law and saying, now go ahead and answer us and tell us if we're wrong. And they just shut up. They know not to talk. So when we do this, everybody's usually scared to tell the government or talk to them because they think that might punish them. We run right at their face with the law and say, hey, did you swear to this? Did you swear to that? Okay, so there's no arguments, right? We don't need a judge for this. You already know you swore to it, right?
Yeah, or do you want to? Look, you don't punish daddy. If I'm the daddy, you don't punish me.
Yes, sir.
I'm the spanker. So if the government does something wrong, what did Jefferson say? If you have any reason to, tick them off. That's it. So in all selections held by the people in this state, the persons or persons receiving the most amount of legal things shall be declared elected. Please take notice that as one of the people, I declare that if you have sworn an oath as a public slave, that you were responsible for reading it.
So if you signed it, you better have read it because if you don't know what's in there, I'm telling you what's in there.
Right, because you can't just say, oh, well, I'm going to serve as this, but you didn't read this. Okay, please take further notice that the Board of Supervisors ignored the authority of the legislature and therefore ignored the will of the people, which is supreme. Please take notice that in the letter dated received on January 19, 2021, the following quotes show that the Board of Supervisors understand their position and status as a political subdivision, as well as the Arizona state constitution has over them as seen below. The county acknowledges that the sovereign power of the state of Arizona is vested in three branches of state government. Maricopa County is a subdivision of the state of Arizona and therefore holds none of the sovereign power of the state. The county acknowledges that each legislative body has the power to issue legislative subpoenas by statute and as provided by the Constitution. So it's so crazy how they violated everything. Yeah. They just said, we're not going to listen, but it says you have to listen.
Well, see, the attorneys aren't telling the Board of Supervisors that they're breaking the law. And then the attorneys go to the legislature and don't tell the legislature all the laws that they're breaking. Mm-hmm. So some of us, Josh Barnett and I and some other people, like hundreds of us, sent in affidavits showing them the laws and the Mason's Manual of Procedure and different documents that show everything that the legislature could do before the judge said they could do it. So now we're instructing them from behind the scenes, telling them what to do. And you're going to see exactly what we told them was going to happen with the audit.
Right. Okay. Let's read. Please take notice that individual members of the Board of Supervisors took part in refusing to submit to the power of the legislature and the people of this great state of Arizona. Furthermore, each officer in the Board of Supervisors already swore to uphold the Constitution in order to receive compensation and employment from the people. Therefore, there is no excuse to interfering with the right of the people to know that their selections are guaranteed to be carried out, and handled as described in the Arizona Constitution. Please take notice that there's been failures by the legislature to exercise power in the Board of Supervisors for ignoring authority. And as one of the people, it is unacceptable. So this part here is saying, yeah, you're getting paid to do this. There's no excuse. You swore to uphold the Constitution in order to receive your money and employment from the people.
Yeah, so it's dereliction of duty, and it's what's called taking money under false pretenses. Oh. So when it's certain things you say that it start hitting their head like a radar, like ding, 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 ding. I did take money for this and I'm not doing it. Uh-oh. So this is my nice way of saying, everybody already swore to this. You already got paid. Now I'm saying the legislature, y'all messed up and these guys messed up. So I'm letting y'all know that we realize both of y'all messed up. So let's get this fixed. So look at the last section.
It is hereby my wish, order, and instruction.
So we're not asking, right?
We're not asking.
No, we're not asking.
We don't negotiate with terrorists. That's how this went. It is hereby my wish, order, and instruction that the legislature use their power to impeach all responsible members of this Board of Supervisors immediately for failing to immediately respect the power of the people and the disrespect of the Arizona State Constitution, and that you use for the purpose of auditing votes and machines Colonel Waldron and or Joe Van Hutten Pulitzer immediately, and that Josh Barnett, one of the people, shall be present to see audits, as well as a Democrat and an independent not currently in office or receiving any pay for duties. Oh, this is exactly what's happening right now. When did this go in?
We put that in probably a month ago with tons of people. When we got them to come back to work, we put in hundreds of affidavits ordering them to get back to work. We ordered them to do an AUDIT, and we CC'd Donald Trump and sent it through Sidney Powell and General Flynn. Mm-hmm. And that's what they brought to Trump when the attorneys freaked out, because they're realizing we're not asking, we're hitting you with all constitution. You already swore to everything we say. So if you don't do it, you know that you're committing a crime against the people.
Right. This is, I love, you know, someone commented this in your comments and I was like, wow, this is exactly what I think. I think there are certain movements with the letter next to your tab button. There's a certain movement. It starts with a Q, it goes after that. There's an A and then an N and an O and an N. So yeah. That movement has gotten people to believe that there's a secret thing that's gonna fight for them and remove this corruption with the DS, we like to call them the deep state. They're gonna do this for you. When in reality, we have all the power. We have mm-hmm. the ability to send this to our lawmakers or our slaves, our elected slaves, as I like to call them now.
Because indentured servants. That's literally what they are, indentured servants. So you know what slavery? Paid. Yeah, slavery ended, mm-hmm. and then we had indentured servants that said, "I want to stay with you, master. Just pay me, and I'll stay with you." You say, "Cool."
That's it. Politicians, right?
Sign a contract. That's what they are, indentured servants. So this is, you made a point that's 100% correct. Even if there is something that has a guy or a whole bunch of people who tell me that they have had a plan for 40 years. Mm-hmm. If you know that kids are getting raped for 40 years and you let it go on because you got this plan, I don't know if I'm gonna live for 40 years. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna take action right now with the people who have the love of God, because if you look in the scriptures, God tells us that it is the honor of every one of the righteous to tear down the oppressor.